Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, self-compassion. You know those days when life throws you curveballs? When you feel like you're failing at everything, or maybe just making one colossal mistake after another? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't about being a superhero who conquers every challenge with unwavering strength and resilience. It's about accepting our humanness, acknowledging our imperfections, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your buddy is struggling, what do? Do you berate them for their mistakes? No. You offer support, a listening ear, maybe even a shoulder to cry on. So why are we so quick to be our own worst critics? Self-compassion isn't about coddling ourselves or ignoring our shortcomings. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, everyone faces challenges, and everyone deserves a little grace. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We're all works in progress. Some days we shine brighter than others, but that doesn't mean we're failing. Accept that setbacks are part of the journey and they don't define your worth. 2. Practice mindfulness. When you catch yourself spiraling into negative self-talk, gently bring your attention back to the present moment. Focus on your breath, your senses, anything that grounds you in this very instant. This can help create space between your thoughts and your emotions, allowing you to respond rather than react impulsively. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine you're talking to a friend who's struggling with the same issue. What words of encouragement would you offer? Now apply that same kindness and understanding to yourself. 4. Challenge negative thoughts. We all have those inner voices that whisper doubts and insecurities. When you notice these thoughts, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, we're our own harshest critics, magnifying our flaws and minimizing our strengths. 5. Practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, even small ones, can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. It's easy to get caught up in what's missing, but taking time to appreciate what you already have can make a world of difference. Ever felt like you were constantly being judged by an invisible critic? You know that feeling when you mess up and your inner voice starts blasting you with negativity? That's self-criticism at work, and it's something we all struggle with from time to time. Let me tell you a story about this. I was preparing for a big presentation at work, and I spent hours crafting the perfect slides, practicing my delivery, and visualizing success. But on the day of the presentation, my mind went blank. My voice cracked, I stumbled over my words, and I completely bombed it. Afterward, I felt like I wanted to disappear. My inner critic was in overdrive, telling me how incompetent and unprepared I was. I replayed every mistake in my head, convinced that everyone thought I was a complete fool. But then, something shifted. Instead of berating myself further, I took a deep breath and reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes. Even the most experienced speakers have off days. I acknowledged my disappointment, but instead of dwelling on it, I focused on what I could learn from the experience. I realized that I needed to practice more, to develop coping mechanisms for stage fright, and to be kinder to myself when things didn't go as planned. Self-compassion doesn't mean ignoring your shortcomings or giving up on improvement. It means acknowledging your humanity, learning from your mistakes, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend in need. So remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, even when you're struggling. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your successes, learn from your failures, and never stop striving to be the best version of yourself. You've got this. That's it for today's episode on self-compassion. I hope it was helpful, insightful, and maybe even a little inspiring. If you found something valuable in today's conversation, I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, your experiences, or even just a simple, thank you, over on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and above all, Be kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.